You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
次は東京上野動物公園。閉まるドアにご注意ください。ご注意ください。
That is Memory Foam Choo Choo Train featuring Baby Zionov, taken from their brilliant new album, Steel Magnolias. And on the line, we've got Samuel from Memory Foam. Kia ora, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. Congratulations on the record. How are you guys feeling? It's been a long time in the making.
Yeah, we're feeling great. It does feel like it's a long time in the making, but... Also, with the timing and you know how everything's been, it also sort of feels like it's that sense of time's a bit surreal at
yes.
the moment as well.
Absolutely. If you were going to try and describe the sound of Memory Foam, we were talking about this before. Is it like space punk, cyberpunk? Do you have a way that you sort of think about yourselves, or do you just do the music and let other people think about the labelling?
I guess you could call it space punk. We kind of got together very suddenly, and I guess I was coming from making sort of punk music and fuzzed out sort of stonery kind of sounding stuff and we hadn't really known each other for very long when we got together. It all feels quite coincidental in some ways, which is not usually what happens, I guess.
That's really interesting because your sound is so singular and kind of works so well that I'm surprised that the band was kind of the reason you all became friends, if that makes sense. It feels like something that maybe came out of a pre-established relationship. How did you guys go about writing tracks then? Because I feel like there's different ways of negotiating and navigating the creating side of things. How is a Memory Foam song made?
Good question. There are definitely tracks where I kind of came up with riffs and made little demos with a drum machine, I guess, and presented them to the band. But they've always become quite different beasts in the end. I think I'm just lucky to have the bandmates that I do. They're very instinctual. Yuko's got a great ability just to instantly start singing, and that's really what happened when we first got together. She didn't really have any qualms about just sort of making noises and singing, and
awesome.
You know, and which is kind of what you want. and Samantha as well. Just had a really great sense of what to do on the synths. We started with three of us initially, a guy, Sinesha, and myself, jamming for a while, but it didn't really feel like we were going, well, we knew what to do with it really until Samantha and Yuko joined.
It's when the magic really clicked.
yeah. It sort of feels at times like, and we also practice very regularly, like at least once a week, and everyone's sort of always been enthusiastic about getting together, and at times it's felt like some kind of weird tripped out glee club or something on a Thursday night.
That sounds extremely wholesome and fun, I have to say. I wanted to know about Steel Magnolias as a title, because that's such a fantastic kind of evocative phrase. Where did it come from?
Well, I was trying to come up with some song ideas, and I was trying to come up with something that was in a bit of the metal genre, I guess. And I was sort of thought at times, what if there was a band that was wanted to be like a metal band and didn't know about the term Steel Magnolias and didn't know about the film? I mean, there's a film called Steel Magnolias. Inadvertently call themselves, to try and sound heavy, call themselves Steel Magnolias. And so I guess it was like an imaginary kind of metal band name or something.
Yeah.
And then when I presented I presented a couple of tracks that I'd made, and that one I hadn't actually initially thought it was one that other people would want to do, and then the guy and the rest of the band were like, oh, we really like that one. And so we kind of ran with that. But it's kind of, I kind of like alternate reality stuff, I guess, and I kind of thought Steel Magnolias would, could be a metal band name as well as a term for, the term actually means strong southern woman, which is, in the south, and which I lived in the south for a while in the US, and that's actually where my family comes from initially. So I was always conscious of that term.
Yeah.
And also Yuko had seen the movie Steel Magnolias, which is about these women that have all these real douchebag husbands and boyfriends that kind of. And they kind of bond over their experiences, and she knew the film, and she just kind of started yelling out lines from the film, so she really liked the film. She actually found it quite a powerful movie.
It's a great movie, that one. I haven't watched it for a long time. It is a great one. I like that idea that it's kind of comes from many different rooted in, references that feel kind of relatable for you guys as well, but also has this sort of fictional space that it is inhabiting as well, which I think is a very cool vibe for your whole project. There's a little bit of like surreal sort of undertones to what you're working on. This has been pressed to vinyl, which is very exciting. Where can people go and get this if they want to have it in their lives, Samuel?
It's available on by Flying Out and Real Groovy, all good record stores, and also we have a band camp, Memory Farm Band Camp, and it's available there. And also shows. We're going to be playing.
Yes.
The 17th in Hamilton, 18th at Whammy Bar with Baby Zionoff, who's just on the song you just played, and Hastings and Raglan the following week, and we'll have it at all of our shows, and also in the future we're going down to Dunedin and Christchurch.
Fab.
At some point in Wellington, so yeah.
Steel Magnolias on tour, sounds great. Hey, thank you so much, Samuel, for speaking with us this morning about Memory Foam's brilliant new record. We're going to listen to the title track now. Have a fantastic rest of your weekend, and we'll see you at Whammy on the 18th, or if people are listening in Hamilton, on the 17th as well. See you soon.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.